This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
Mad Wednesday with Robbie and Dean.
Yes, it is, Robbie. How's it going?
I am the aforementioned Robbie, and you are?
The aforementioned Dean.
Congratulations.
My God, we're all a four. We're a four with fouring on the fourness of 44.
So lovely to see you again in the studio for another week, Dean.
It is. Each and every week, we certainly know how to make you handle your hump day in style by being just pretty much bonkers on the radio, really, which I'm very down for.
I save all my crazy for 4 p.m.
Well, you know, normally, you know, Sunday's a day of rest, but not for me. No, this past week, listeners would remember last week on air, I had a little bit of the lurgy. So I was a little bit not 100%. And by the end of the show, I was like just awful. I was sweating. The guests were like, oh my God.
I have been talking about it at length this week.
It was hilarious.
You were rugged up. You had the cold sweats. You were...
Oh, it was everything. Like I felt hideous. And then I basically finished the show, went home, went to bed and woke up at 4 a.m. And then I pretty much didn't leave my house until yesterday for the very first time. I feel like I've had a holiday.
Oodles of energy today.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm ready to bat it. Bat it all.
Yes. And I just found out a very exciting piece of news just before the show started that you, I think, tried to fly under the radar. It's your birthday tomorrow.
I'd never fly it under the radar. You just weren't paying attention. Yes, I'm going to be 41 tomorrow. You can't believe it.
I was going to ask you.
Don't look at Jay over 40.
Yeah, I was going to ask you if you're excited about turning 21, but you've blown it. You've blown it for the
community. No one's believing that. No one's believing that at all. But yeah, it's 41 tomorrow. Another day older. It's actually 5 minutes past 12 when my birthday actually... I was born.
Past midnight.
Right. Yeah, no, I should get that bit right.
So you just made it into...
So I literally just edged right in. But what's hilarious is people, you know when all your computers let you know, like earlier when someone's birthday is, like you set your alarm for the day before?
Yeah.
So I got like 6 messages of people going, just getting in early at midnight last night. And I was like, just in bed, like, thanks. But you're way early and it's midnight. But I have one tradition that I do each and every year, and I make myself a cake at midnight and then eat some cake and then I've got breakfast sorted. So
sounds like a good tradition.
I mean, to make that work.
It's a 41. See, like a 31.
It's just a number, Robbie.
You know what I mean? But it's not a big one. It's the one right after a big one. So it's a little bit...
I party like each of them are a big one because God knows if I'm going to make it to the next. I mean, look, who's counting? But anything could happen.
Going by how sick you were last week, you might not even...
You are not wrong. Oh, my God. You are not wrong at all. We are really on the crazy bandwagon already, aren't we?
We are because we have so much excitement on the show.
Oh, we're chock-a-block. Chock-a-block with fun and fabulousness today, aren't we?
We are. We've got the fabulous Adam Bolt's going to be on the phone. He's going to be talking about Dark Mofo.
Yes. The queer cruise to Dark Mofo with points of different events. I'm going to be speaking to Senator Louise Pratt from the Australian Labor Party and finding out about she's the assistant shadow minister to their entire LGBTI portfolio for Australia. So normally we end up talking about what's happening in Victoria, what's going on there. I'm going to find out about the whole nation, Robbie.
You've gone federal.
Yeah, I'm federaling up.
How exciting. We're going to catch up with Rad Matic, who is the Mr. Gay Australia representation, who is over in South Africa at the moment.
Right now, probably asleep. We're going to have to wake him up. get that alarm sorted. And oh my God, I'm very excited for this.
Live Lounge.
Live Lounge.
We are multiplying Live Lounge today. We are going to fit as many people into the studio as we possibly can.
I mean, it's going to be interesting. It's going to be interesting. The 10 tenors are coming in because why have one person when you can have 10? And that's going to be a great, crazy. Their album has just come out. Love Is in the Air, and I've got to admit, the songs are fantastic.
Yes.
So I'm really excited to hear them live.
Excellent.
If Robbie or I are not crying by the end of their song, I just don't want to hear it. You've got no hearts at all. None of them. None of you have got hearts.
Of course, Country Cousins is going to be coming up soon as well.
Literally just giving them a rundown of everything that's going on
the
show.
Well, that's important.
And we've got a competition too.
People need... And we've got a competition and you've got you and me.
I'm Robbie, he's Dean. It's going to be great.
No, that's it. We've lost the plot.
We are literally hyperactive today. So you know what? What better way to kick on than kick on with some tunes, Robbie?
Maybe a little bit of dancing.
Let's do it.
Dean, Radiothon 2019 is less than a month away.
And I can't wait.
That's right. It's Joy's most important time of the year.
Yep.
Stay tuned over the coming weeks as we announce the incredible prizes on offer and some of the amazing radio moments you can accept.
Like this one.
Get ready to renew your membership. And if you're not a member, there's never been a better time to sign up for the first time. Radiothon 2019 starting on May 17th. Love, Joy.
Yay. You're on Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9 with Robbie and Dean. Now, we've just got another message in for our competition, which is a double pass to see The Gays, the LGBTIQ short film, as a part of the Irish Film Festival on Sunday the 12th of May. What we've been doing is been saying to you, can you tell us the name of these TV themes? Now, someone's just messaged in. The last two that people can't get are from the 90s, from the beginning and end of the 90s. Let's just replay it and I'll say the ones that people have already gotten. Kingswood Country, Mr. Squiggle, Round the Twist, Secret Life of Us. Those two people haven't been able to get. Unfortunately, Matt from Yarraville, E Street is incorrect. You still go into the draw to win the tickets though, but E Street is incorrect. Now, Robbie, there's been a bit of controversy. It is my birthday tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
Just to remind everyone.
I haven't mentioned that in a little while.
It is my birthday and I'm single. So if you want to get me something, how about a man?
How about a boyfriend?
Yeah, just, oh, no, let's not go too far. Just to get a man in.
Yeah,
like,
right.
Let's not go, unless they're going to clean my
house.
Bring
in a man, you'll do the rest.
I'll have commitment when they clean my house. But I've decided today that I'm going to recreate an image. There was the whole debacle yesterday with cricketer James Faulkner, who announced online that he was he put an Instagram post up for his birthday with his mum and another cricketer, and he said his boyfriend, who is his best mate. And it's caused a bit of palaver in a lot of different ways. Some people are very offended by it. Some people are not, because he's not gay, even though he makes reference to a same-sex relationship. And it just brought up certain things. But I've decided tonight I'm going to recreate that image that he did with his mum, with my mum, and not have the boyfriend there, because I'm going to die alone. So that's going to be my birthday message to myself, is to recreate that image. I just have to talk my mum into it. Silvana, if you're listening, do you know what I reckon for Mother's Day? We should get both our mothers in on the show.
Hey.
If my mum would, I don't reckon my mum would do it, or she'll have a go at me on air, I reckon.
That's something I'd love to see. Now, Mandy, my mother is listening, so let us know
Mandy,
if you're available.
I reckon Mandy would be down for it. When's Mother's Day? Is it next week or
it's
the week after?
It's on the 12th of March, so
okay, well,
it would be next Wednesday show.
Unfortunately, we've already got the guests booked. We've actually got a fantastic show next week. Brendan McLean's going to be coming in. He's got his show in Melbourne on Thursday next week, so he's coming a day earlier. And we've got a couple of little artists coming in. It's also Eurovision just around the corner.
Wow.
Are we not excited
about that?
I'm very excited about
that. It's also going to be next week is, following week is the lead up to the election. God, there's so much happening.
It's also Radiothon. We just can't get enough. Volunteer week, all of it. Ida Hobbit's just around the corner. So there's a lot happening. But most importantly, it's my birthday tomorrow, everyone. Mm-hmm. I don't notice that anyone's messaged in with birthday messages. And no, that's fine. I'm okay with it.
Yeah, no, just like you're okay being alone in that picture.
Alone.
That you're
gonna I'm going to recreate that image. I just need to have a look at it, get the right cake from the supermarket and recreate that image with my mum and my boyfriend and hashtag going to die alone.
I'm hearing a lot about cake. You said it was your tradition on your birthday to make yourself a cake.
I did bring in cake, yes.
Sit in the dark
it is.
And
I mean, remember when I brought in cake for your birthday?
Yes.
Yeah. Where's mine? What's going on?
I found out it was your birthday an hour ago.
I mean, it's not my fault that I do research and you don't. It's just outrageous. Let's play our TV themes one more time. Kingswood Country, Mr. Squiggle, Round the Twist, Secret Life of Us, and
what could it be?
The last two, we're not going to tell you till the end of the show, but they're Aussie, they're both in the 90s, one earlier, one later. You're going to kick yourselves when you know it, because you know what they are. If you're a gay person that was watching any soapy Aussie TV back then, it's not Law of the Land, everyone. It is not Law of the Land. Don't concern yourselves.
Send us a message on 0427JOY949 or email onair@joy.org.au. You still do have a little bit of time to get into that competition. Now, also next week, exciting times for Bachelor in Paradise. I'm not doing a full report today. I'm going to save it all up for next week. I'm going to give you your big epic finale report. Then I'll give you my predictions on who's going to stay together and who's not. But
I mean, I assume they're all going to break up, yeah?
Yeah, yeah, of course. But, you know, we don't care about the ones that are not on TV anymore.
No, that's true. I have loved watching, they're out of the island, but we wish them all the best in life, and they're all wearing these really awkward puffy outfits. And,
yeah.
And by puffy, I don't mean gay. I mean, like, really just expanding when they're very thin, and it's just confusing.
Maybe they're trying to hide all the extra weight they've gained while they're...
Fashion. I'm not about it. I wear shorts and sleeveless tops.
And a lot of rubber suits.
Absolutely. I was in rubber last night. It's very comfortable. Very comfortable.
Lovely. Stay with us. You are on Mad Wednesdays with Robbie and Dean.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day. Live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.